My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fakes to Allen. Fakes to Swift, and there's Komet. Cole Komet. Touchdown. 31 yards. What a play.
Rich Eisen on the calls. The Bears blow out the Jaguars. Funny thing about the Jags, there's this new thing that happened with the Jets. Robert Saleh fired on the way back from London. Coming back from London is the new place to get fired. The problem with the Jaguars and Doug Peterson, who said they need a culture change, by the way. And then head coach saying, you know what, fire me. Just fire me. He's got to stay there for a week. The Jags host the Patriots next week in London. Could they lose to Drake May? Maybe. Drake May looked okay against the Texans. And he gets the Jaguars in London, so... I don't think the Jaguars are going to fire a coach in the midst of a trip, but it could happen soon.
Imagine getting fired in London. Like, what are you going to do? Just hang out?
Yeah. It's happened before where a sports team has fired the coach and kind of in doing so told them not to get on the plane wherever they are. Like, it's a hockey team and they're in.
I think that happened to Gerard Gallant.
Yeah.
With the Knights, maybe?
They just left him in a city. If the Jaguars left Doug Peterson in London, it would be hilarious. The Jaguars, though, man, what a mess. Total mess. And they're getting blown out. They can't stop anybody. And we, of course, watch the Bills roll it up on the Jaguars. And maybe I'm also probably guilty of this, too. Got a little high on how good this Bills team was after the win against Jacksonville because, you know, I thought the Jags might be a scrappy potential playoff team, potential division winner, and they are in just a free fall, getting hammered by the Bears, who the Bears have been trending the right direction. But anyway, 803-0550. Okay, two questions for you going into tonight's Monday Night Football. Question number one, who do you have winning this game? And number two, what could change that? Like, what do you think about the matchup? Who do you got and what could change it? For me, I've got the Bills. I think they'll win this game. I want to believe that they'll have some answers short-term offensively, especially against an opponent they see all the time. That's another factor here, right? They play the Jets, who they know, and Joe Brady would have coached against them at least once and beat them the last time. So I'm thinking they'll be okay. The thing that worries me is the thing that always worries me is their weapons. If there's no Shakir or no James Cook, then two of the easy buttons for Allen would be out. And that could be a problem. Will the Jets, I almost want to say change their stripes, but Jets don't. Well, Jets have stripes. Will they blitz? Will they make a point to push the issue against this Bills offense, which did not have answers against Houston? Will they try to bait Allen into throwing it over the top? Like, you know what we should do? Let's make him beat us deep. While other teams out there are forcing teams to throw short, will the Jets force the Bills to throw it long, thinking, you don't have anybody that can do it? You don't have the horses for that. 803-0550. Bob in Arkansas leads us off in this Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm staying dry. It's a rainy couple of days up here.
Yeah. I just was calling in. I was at the game in Houston last week. I guess to answer your question, I still feel good. You know, hope springs eternal. It's being a Bills fan, you got to stay true. I would lie if I said I wasn't concerned, you know, after seeing the game in person and just the predictability of the offense, whether it's the first down runs. I know you guys have talked about that, but they had a number of plays in that game where they had alignment eligible, sort of heavy set. And it seemed odd to me. They did it a bunch, and they did a couple play action off it, but it just seemed super predictable. They were going to the ground on most of it and just not able to really – do much. And it was almost like Houston was challenging them to throw, and they still wanted to kind of grind it out on that first down run. Anyways, I want to get your thoughts on that. And hey, man, go Bills.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. While I'm thinking about that, let me look at like run stop win rate for the Jets, because predictability of this offense is a good point to make, and it's been present. We're only 5 weeks in. Okay, week one. I can remember our conversation with Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. His week one evaluation of Bills Cardinals was, nice game. I look forward to seeing a little more of the playbook on first down because you're running it an awful lot. And then last week, it was either 19 or 20 out of 26 first and 10s, you're running it. And here's where you get a little bit of, what's the chicken or the egg, except it's a problem. It's because I've got an offense that struggles to pass the ball unpredictably. You know it's going to go to Shakir or Kincaid, and if it's going outside the numbers, that's a bit of a gamble. I don't necessarily want to gamble outside the numbers on first and 10. I don't have the kind of prolific passing offense. I don't think that I can just freely pass it on first and 10 all the time. I want that offense. So instead, they run on first and 10 a lot. A lot. And there's some numbers about predictability and some numbers about how run-heavy they are. They have been very run-heavy on first down. Do they see that as a formula for victory? Maybe. I'll pull up the Jets on the Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, and their run-stop win rate, what their DVOA is against. You know all these fancy stats. You have to watch all the games. Just check it out. There's a number. How good are the Jets at stopping the run? And who are their best players at stopping the run? Then you got to look into who they played, all that good stuff. But run stop win rate. Okay, where are the Jets here for run stop win rate? They are against the run, not great. Seventh. Okay, good. Seventh. So good against the run. Where are the Bills on this? Fifth. The Bills have been gashed on the ground. That happened against Baltimore. The Bills have been successful stopping the run in other games. It's not like Houston ran too much on them. The defense really locked it down in the second half of that game. The predictability of the offense. That's, like I said, I drove in this morning thinking about Brady, and I don't know that we've heard a single call for him. And I don't know when that will happen. I just don't think it's likely at all. The Bills have, for me, this is like an identity decision, what kind of team they decided to become. And they've had...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Really good stretches. But it feels like every 4 or 5 weeks we're back in this, what does this offense want to be conversation. This offense wants to be a yak offense, and we're trying to find ways to get the ball to some of their playmakers. And Curtis Samuel, that just doesn't happen. Okay, what about Dalton Kincaid? He has not been featured as a target in this offense the way that you probably thought he would. And it is kind of ironic that everybody eats as a mindset. We've already got to, in 5 weeks, the coordinator saying, yes, we have to get blank more involved. Oh, we'd like to get blank the ball more. And that's been Kincaid at one point this year. That's been Curtis Samuel at one point this year. Got to find a way. 803-0550. Kincaid last week, 2 for 34. I mean, the Bills threw it 30 times. And Kincaid had 2 catches. A 26-yard catch and an 8-yard catch. That's it. For your first-round pick tight end that How wrong is it to say that the choice of Kincaid fundamentally changed their offensive identity? They went from a team that almost never played two tight ends to a team that seems to want to really try to do that all the time. All the time might be a little strong there, but I'm talking about getting Dawson Knox back involved. Like, the draft pick of Kincaid erased Knox from existence. He's a ghost now. He's not really present, top of mind on pass-catching ideas. And when he was the primary tight end, he was generally fine. He's pretty good. He had 9 touchdowns the year before Kincaid got drafted, and the Bills went out and drafted a tight end. And now we are in a spot kind of waiting to see, all right, well, you got a 2 tight end set. Are these two of the best tight ends in football? I don't know. They're paid, or at least the assets you use to have them are. I don't know if any other team has a highly paid tight end and a first-round tight end. But the Bills have that, and maybe this is a game where they can put it to work. 803-0550. Ethan in Buffalo. Hey, Ethan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, Ethan. What's up?
So, in my opinion, I think the whole disarray of the Jets going on right now, I feel like they're going to just run all over us. You know, they have the two great backs back there, and it seems like we can never stop the run. And it's also with the two tight end thing, it just seems like we're still stuck in the Ken Dorsey, you know, offense, the scheme of it. And I don't know. I just called in to get your guys' thoughts.
Yeah, one thing. Thanks, Ethan. One thing. So the run defense for the Bills, I mean, they got run over against Baltimore. But Breece Hall this year, he's at 3 yards a carry. Three. And it's funny. Like, if you go the last 2 games, he's got his last 2 games. That's the Broncos and the Vikings. Breece Hall has 19 carries for 27 yards. The run attack for the Jets is not exactly Baltimore. I guess no one really is. But he hit the Bills for a long one last year. And there's definitely, it looks like there's been some, whatever, highlight reel stuff from him in the years past. For Braylon Allen, it's a little bit of a different story. Braylon Allen has had some success, but not a ton more. In their last three games, Braylon Allen has 26 carries for 100 yards, like 4 yards a carry. His longest of the season, two explosive runs, a 20-yarder. I don't know how much I should worry about it. The Bills, especially if Taron Johnson's back. Taron Johnson's back, that's key. If Taylor Rapp is back. By the way, Taylor Rapp, the story is he's going to wear the Guardian cap during the game, which, you know, like, we saw those in training camp, and I would predict on Taylor Rapp wearing a Guardian cap in games. The NFL made it where you can wear it. And not a lot of guys are doing that. They've done it in practice. They've done it in some preseason games. Not a lot of players are wearing the Guardian cap in the regular season games. And I would bet, you know, you probably have a lot of people out there that think, well, guys will call him soft or this or that. And I bet it's more likely he gets questions. What was it like? Did it feel any different? Did you notice anything? Because if you're the guy wearing it, you don't even see it. Of course, right? I bet he gets asked what it's like. How'd you like it? Did you notice a difference? And these guys are people. They want to probably stay healthy. It's kind of amazing that more are not opting for the Guardian caps. And Taylor Rapp is said to be doing that when the Bills play and when he's next in the lineup. 803-0550. Thanks, Ethan. The run game. But if the Jets get loose in the run game, it's another bad sign for the Bills. I mean, the Jets have not been able to do that yet. They've not gotten loose in the run game. Breece Hall's stats this year are just handoffs to nothing. Against New England, 16 for 54. I'd take that. There's not a stat line Breece Hall has this year that you would not take for the Bills. His biggest day was against the Titans, 14 for 62, no touchdowns. He maybe catches out of the backfield, a bigger issue. He can burn you in that way, but on the ground, right now the Jets are not doing it. They're not getting it done. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton, thanks Ethan for the phone call. Paul Hamilton, top of the hour, recapping the Sabres and setting the table again for Bills and Jets. Sal at 8, Paul Esden Jr. 8:30 on the Jets. And that new coach bump. I'll get you the stat on that. The new coach bump. What does it really mean? The last 24 years, I think it's since 2000. Know the number on this. How many times has it happened since 2000, and how often does a team win with the new coach bump? The Bills faced one of them last year as well, if you remember. 803-0550 on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.